Now, the rest of the story. Alcohol as an engine fuel is nothing new. Hitler ran his war machine on alcohol. For 14 years now, all of our cars on the Indianapolis Speedway have run on alcohol. Who is this Detroit automobile maker who says the time is now for alcohol-powered passenger cars? And guess who is saying no? The big oil companies. This Detroit manufacturer, the one who is promoting alcohol fuel for cars, has always been a little bit ahead of his time. In fact, he financed an anti-cigarette smoking campaign before the Surgeon General's report, and he spoke out against our involvement in war before the anti-war movement was popular, and now here he is speaking out in favor of alcohol fuel for automobiles. Partly because, you know what, he grew up on a farm, and as a young man he saw how easy it would be for farmers to grow their own fuel. Any fermentable crop could be converted into alcohol right there on the farm. When this young fella grew up, got into the automobile manufacturing business, he made his carburetors adjustable, completely, easily adaptable to alcohol fuel. Who objected? The oil industry. Well, this car maker then went to Washington to enlist political support for alcohol fuel. He says the burgeoning alcohol industry is being penalized, unfairly taxed. This to the advantage of the mammoth petroleum empire. And he has captured the imagination and support of a renowned chemist from the Dow Chemical Company and the United States Secretary of Agriculture, even support from the President of the United States, but the oil tycoons are fighting back. They are distributing anti-alcohol propaganda through service stations. They're loading business magazines and trade publications with articles denouncing alcohol fuel. The Petroleum Public Relations Committee is launching a massive leaflet campaign in the Midwest calling the promotion of gasohol a scheme. Now remember, this is happening when almost all major European countries, Czechoslovakia, Germany, Hungary, Sweden, Austria, France, Italy, Poland, most all major European countries have some sort of mandatory gasohol programs. Those folks are required to burn alcohol fuel. But the oil companies, in their attempt to discredit alcohol fuel, have even won the support of the American Automobile Association. And in retaliation, this one Detroit car maker, this fellow who's been pushing for alcohol all along, says that he will call a national conference on agriculture, industry, and science, and their findings will back his position. Well, ultimately, he's going to lose that battle. We know he'll lose because he's already lost. Nearly half a century ago. You see, the Detroit car maker, who believed that alcohol was the only fuel for automobiles, the man who almost 100 years ago was making cars that ran on alcohol, and who subsequently made carburetors convertible to alcohol fuel, began his war with the petroleum empire at the beginning of this century. In the end, Rockefeller, with his oil interests, prevailed. But the Detroit car maker, with a better idea almost a century ago, was the original Detroit car maker, Henry Ford. And now you know the rest of the story.